This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you. Hello, hello. Long time no talk. It's been a while, soul family. It has been a while. Yeah, we have a lot to catch up on. A lot has happened since my last share. And I've been really having to retreat and take care of myself. So, yeah, I'm just grateful to show up. Just getting the call to show up on this platform again and to be vulnerable and share my truth. Because we are all divine reflections of potential, right? Like everyone that we come across is a reflection of our own potential. So I feel like I just have to show up. I have to show up. It's just this soul calling. So thank you for being here. I love you. Another thing about it too is I noticed that people all over the world listen to this. And I'm just like, what? No way. We got soul family everywhere, you know, and the world is so huge, but that is one beautiful thing about technology is how it can connect us. So a shout out to anyone who's listening overseas. I'm here in America. So, you know, India, Australia, Europe, Africa, I love you. Canada, I love you. I think even Russia, I love you, you guys. We are all connected. There's a reason we are here right now, right? There's a reason you're listening to this. There's a reason I'm being called to show up and share my truth. We're all connected and we're all going through it. So it couldn't be a better time ending 2022. Today is December 30th, 2022. So yeah, but before we drop in to catch up, I got to give you guys, you know, the update and the message I'm feeling called to share. But before we dive into that, I just want to settle in wherever we are and just take a nice deep breath in through the nose, filling all the way up, and exhale out the mouth, grounding down. Deep, deep roots into the earth. And inhale, filling up with love, happiness. And exhale, release anything not serving you, anything holding you back. Let it go. It is no longer yours. Presence. Just being present. Again, thank you for being here. I love you. I'm grateful we get to connect through this crazy web. Somehow you're listening to my voice, wherever you are. I hope you feel grounded. May you feel peace in your heart. May you let go of just anything, yeah, that's not serving you anymore, that's holding you back, like really just letting that go. Especially being the end of the year here, I feel like 2022 was a year of like upheaval and shedding, like all this shit coming up for us to deal with and look at and experience and feel and process. So just giving some appreciation for all of the effort that went into this year. Yeah, I know for me, it's been a year of like hermiting. I've been a hermit this year, like really in my solitude. Ended a 5-year relationship. Now living alone basically for my first time. So this time with myself is really teaching me a lot. But yeah, so just taking a moment to acknowledge you as well. If you've gone through it, if you've been in your solitude, if you've been feeling this upheaval and releasing whatever it may be, relationships, jobs, habits, whatever it is. Oh. Anyways, getting a little drifted. Yeah, so setting that intention, setting the intention that may, whatever needs to come through, any medicine for anyone listening to this, may that come through. May our guides and our angels and any benevolent beings be here with us for our highest and best of good, to bring through the medicine through this share, to bring through the just the change, the perspective shift, the heart opening, the soul opening. So may that be available. May the vulnerability, the truth, the authenticity be here, be present, and inspire more of that, inspire more truth, more authenticity. And so it is. Boom. Giving you a big hug right now. Big, big hug. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So where do we begin? Got to catch you guys up. I feel like my last share was, I believe, September 2021. And honestly, in 2021, I went through a near-death experience. That's a whole nother story. I feel like I basically almost drowned, got stuck in a cenote, in a cave. Cenotes are these caves in Tulum, Mexico, these underground caves where the ancient Mayan ruins are, and like the ancient Mayan people would do rituals, ceremonies, sacrifices, you name it. These are sacred spiritual caves. And I went in asking for a rebirth and then realized, oh shit, that means I have to experience a death. And I really did experience a death in there, and a near-death experience at that. Huge release. And when I went through that, there was a voice in my head, like when I was giving myself the pep talk to make it out of this cave, there was a voice in my head that's voice in my head that verbatim said, bitch, when you make it out of this cave, you have to teach yoga and you have to share your voice. And God damn it, I made it out of that cave and I finally started teaching yoga. And if you listen to my shares before, you know, I did two trainings, 2019, was scared shitless to teach. And it was this near-death experience that finally was the catalyst to push me to teach, push me to share my voice. Once I got home from that trip, that's when I made my Caves album, EP. It's called Caves, and the two songs are Cenote and Starseed. And those were just like channeled songs that I just busted out in one day, busted out the next day, put it out there, just like, I have to share my voice, you know, putting myself out there. And throughout that, you know, I started filling up my plate, started teaching yoga, I was doing my podcast, doing all these things, and I got really overwhelmed. I got really, really overwhelmed. And, I was a people pleaser. Like growing up with what I went through in my childhood, it kind of primed me to be a people pleaser. And so that was, and I was, a yes person. I want to say yes to everybody, right? I want to do all the things, but I got to be realistic. I can't. I'm only one person, right? I'm only human. I can only do so much. And so it was really hard. So yeah, end of August, September, sometime, that's when, you know, it came to me like, I have to stop doing the podcast right now. And that was so, so hard. I had a huge breakdown. I felt like I was letting Maya down. I was letting down Soul Health, just letting down my podcast, letting everyone down. And I was just really beating myself up about it. But I learned that, you know, when I do what's right for me, you know, people who really love me and care about me are going to understand. And so what do you know? They understood. They understood. And they love me. And everything was okay. Everything was okay. The world didn't end. And so it was just a lot of work where I'm like, okay, I need to stop saying yes to everything. I need to start saying no. So when I stopped doing the podcast, that's when I really started, my mantra at the time was sacred no's. Really just, you know, love to can't, you know, love to can't. And really just honoring those no's. And so at that time, that same time, that no was also the boyfriend I was dating. And I love him and he's a great guy and we are still friends. He's a lovely, just a wonderful human being. But I just knew he's just not the one. That's not, he's not it. I can't lie to myself anymore, you know? So it was really hard. So that was another no, having to let that go. But what do you know? You know, things worked out. It wasn't as challenging as I expected. I mean, I guess like physically, I thought I'd have to move all these things. It all kind of worked out in my favor. I stayed put. He was very supportive and kind. And anyways, but so that was a huge release going into 2022, you know, really just with myself and yeah. And saying no, having to say no to a lot of things. And so then the universe, I feel like, really tested me. So when I put myself out there and experienced different things, I had a lot of tests where I had to practice saying no. And that was another mantra, beginning of 2022, it was written on my whiteboard, is the hardest no to see is the one that's closest to a yes. And there's a lot of almost yeses out there. There's a lot of great people, great things out there. It's lovely. You know, but it's an almost yes. And I feel like that's where the universe really tests our faith, right? And what we're calling in, because it's like, are you sure? You sure you don't want this? Are you sure? Like, you're going to hold out? You're going to hold out? And so that's kind of where I've been, where it's taught me patience. Like, I really need to be patient. I'm not on the timeline, quotation, end quotation, that, you know, I thought I would be on, right? Like, I'm going to turn 30 this year. So that's a huge portal now to shift into. Also makes sense, right? 2021, when I went through that, that was like my Saturn return, dare, right? Around when we're 28, it's like Saturn comes around to smack us in the face, give us a wake-up call of like, hey, you know, I'm the wise mother who's going to call you out on your shit because I love you. And yeah, so if you know, you know. But yeah, so now I'm moving into this new... this new portal, new threshold. And I have to be patient. And I have to trust that everything is working out for my highest good, even when it doesn't work out in my so-called favor. So I think, right? That's like that human perspective. But taking a step outside of the fishbowl, then you can start to see, oh, how, you know, this delay, this rejection, all these things were actually for my highest good. This is actually leading me to a higher timeline, right? Another mantra for 2022, I'm in alignment with my highest timelines. I am in alignment with my highest timelines. Show me how good it can get. Show me how fucking good it can get. So also through that, realizing that, damn, things have to break down and crumble away to create space for that new higher timeline to come in. And that's also another hard challenge to face in life, is that breaking away, because that can be really, really challenging. We want to hold on so tight. Hold on. Like, no, no. But once we just release, let it go, let it be, let it fall away, let it crumble, and wait, be patient, have faith, because in the end, we're never alone. Right? We are never alone. Whatever you want to call it, the universe, God, source, that divine energy that is always present around us is always protecting us and guiding us and supporting us and is there and is just waiting to help us. But we have to ask for that help. We have to ask for that assistance, because that is a law of the universe, non-intervention, the law of non-intervention. They cannot intervene unless we give them permission. So calling upon the angels and guides and beings for the highest and best of good that want to help me for my highest and best of good, please help me in all ways today for my highest. Please align me with my highest timelines. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So just trusting when we are calling in these things, these greater things, these, you know, this deep love, this deep abundance, you know, it can be very difficult waiting, right? Like, let's be fucking real. I'm a human. We're human. No expectations, no assumptions, trusting that the divine has a greater plan, greater than I could ever even imagine, right? So for the people who are like control freaks out there, it's like, we got to release. Like, we think we might know what we want, but the universe has something even better to show us. And so fast forward now, mid-2022, I experienced something that cracked my heart fucking open. Seeing how emotions want to come through just thinking about it. But that's okay, because vulnerability is power. That's another thing. My sensitivity is my superpower. You know, our emotions are our superpower. But just like any superpower, it has to be nourished. It has to be taken care of. And it takes great responsibility, right? Great things take great responsibility. So yeah, I experienced something that cracked me wide fucking open. And what's interesting, it's like I found something, but then also lost something as well. I had another, you know, deep love in my life disappear. That's another theme of this year, silence. Anyways, but coming back, yeah, so being cracked the fuck open in the universe, showing me something greater than I could ever imagine. And I'm so grateful that I opened my heart and my eyes and my mind to give it a chance, because it was so beautiful. And I feel like that goes for anything in life. When we just kind of release and let our soul lead us, it'll lead us to beautiful things. Like knowing, like if you're ever wondering like what's right for me, it's like what fucking feels good in your soul? Like strip away all the nonsense, all the exterior shit. What feels really good to your soul? What feels nourishing to your soul? Who feels nourishing to your soul? What feels nourishing? And then do that. Be around those people. But give people a chance too, right? Like let that soul guide you, not your mind, right? The mind is the ego. And the body is the soul. The heart is the soul. So my heart and soul got cracked the fuck open. It was a catalyst for now this next step of my life and pushing me towards, you know, that next level, which is, like we're always evolving, right? When we choose and when we show up. And I, once again, it's like I wouldn't have chosen how the universe like fucked me up to like make me like light that fire under my ass. But like it is what it is. Like it cracked me open to like then break me down to break me through. And then, you know, after, yeah, cracking open and then dealing with something that really broke me down, it just lit a fire under my ass. It was the catalyst again of like, okay, like now I know like what I need to do. I know what the fuck I need to do. And that comes to the message that I wanted to share, like going into 2023, I feel like this energy also can benefit us going into the next year. And a part of that energy is like really mothering ourselves. Like, how can I mother myself? How can I take care of myself? And how can I get grounded? Because when you go through something that shakes you up, you're like a fucking tornado up in the air. Nah! Like, we need to come back down, come back to earth. Take a deep breath. Just like that mothering energy. You know, spirit, divine, whatever, like let, like God, that energy, like nourish you, take care of you, let, give your worries and anxieties up to that, right? Your guides, the beings that want to help you, God, like hand your worries and anxieties over to them, to that, whatever you want to call it. And like, take care of yourself. How can I take better care of myself? How can I mother myself? Yeah. So being out in nature is huge. Going outside, really being outside, connecting with the earth, hugging a tree. I used to like, you know, so this is another tip. I recommend to, you know, go to your favorite nature spot, find a tree that calls you, and start spending time with that tree. Start creating a relationship. And, you know, trees literally do take away our negative energy. And our arms are an extension of our heart chakra. So when we put our hands and on a tree, when we hug a tree, you know, we're literally getting this nourishing energy from the tree, this love, this, they're taking away any negativity from us and filling us back up with that love, that peace, that grounding, nurturing energy, that deep, stable energy. I mean, just think about a tree. Imagine being a tree, right? If you're a tree, you're stable as fuck. You are going to withstand a storm, right? Doesn't matter. There could be chaos. There could be a storm swirling around, but you are deep. You are rooted. You know, friends can lean on you. You will be there. And those are fucking qualities I admire and I appreciate. And so that's what I embody. That's what I practice. So just a reminder of that. I get passionate, really get passionate. But you feel me, right? I mean, we are all reflections of each other. And I know I'm not alone. We all go through stuff, but it's hard to reach out to ask for help. It's hard to really share this stuff, you know? But through practice and through getting clear with what your intention is and what actually feels good in your soul, you know, then the medicine starts to come in. Yeah, I'm just speaking from my soul. This is just completely channeled from my heart, eyes closed the entire time. I pulled two cards, and that's what they were. The Star Mother, how can you mother yourself and get grounded? Empaths, highly sensitive, connect with nature. It's funny, I wrote some notes, but it's like, it's just been hand on the heart, eyes closed this entire time. And I feel like that's the medicine too, right? And that reminder that, you know, we can plan all we want, do all these things to like get ready, but like we'll never be ready fully. We just got to like show up and let the medicine come through. Like we can't overplan, overcomplicate, like just let and trust and know that whatever is meant to come through will come through with no regret, no expectation, right? So I'm finally learning to give myself some grace. That's another thing about the podcast. When I felt like I was at a point where I wasn't even myself anymore. And I just felt so lost. Like I couldn't even share. And when I did speak up, it was like, oh, what am I saying, Paul? I'm just like really regret. It's like, no. Like now we're in a place from like taking time to mother myself, take care of myself and get grounded. It's like now I know as I show up, like I am perfect just as I am. Like what I have to share wants to be heard. My medicine, my gifts are needed in this world. And that goes for you too. Your gifts, your medicine, whatever you are feeling called to share, whatever your heart yearns for, like go after that. Do that. Try that. See what happens. Because that's the thing about life. We need to experience things and try new things. Because when we try different things, it can unlock ancestral wisdom within our soul. Like our soul remembers doing that in other lives. So if we never step outside of our comfort zone and try new things, we'll never remember what we're meant to discover in this life. It's all a remembrance, right? It's like the more I wake up to these gifts, it's like I fucking remember. I remember. And I know I'm meant to share my fucking voice. And I know I'm meant to share playful, loving energy. I mean, also deep energy too. I'm meant to evoke emotion and be playful and silly. Because that's another good reminder. Like coming back to your inner child, coming back to the basics. Like, let's just play. Let's just fucking play and love each other unconditionally, platonically. Like, let's like love on each other more, you know, more hugs. More platonic love. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. And that's my truth. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for listening to this, for holding this space for me. It means so much. And I'm so, so grateful to just crack open and share all of it. Because there was a point in my past where, you know, I was so afraid to show emotion and I wouldn't cry. And instead I would lock up and isolate and go quiet. But no more. No more of that. No fucking more. I will not apologize for my emotions. I will not apologize for I am who I am. Do you know what I fucking mean? Do you know what I mean? I know you know what I mean because I know you feel that way too. Like, we are not apologizing for who we are anymore. Like, we are sharing our light. We are sharing our gifts with all of our beautiful, authentic energy. And it is perfect. And it is just enough. It is not too much. You are never too much. You are just enough. You are perfect. Just as you are. Stress is an illusion. And other people's opinions are projections of their own inner world. And usually when people hate on others, the thing they're hating on is the one thing that they actually hate in themselves. So releasing any judgment, any fear of showing up in that light, and know that you are protected. You are safe. Remember to mother yourself. Take good care of your soul. Think about self-care, taking baths, going out in nature, you know, doing things, whatever nourishes your soul. Do that. Make sure you're getting proper sleep, eating healthy foods, drinking water, getting sunlight, like those basics, exercise, sweat, man, like get in the sauna. If you can get in the sauna 3 times a week, ooh, you're going to lower your chances of Alzheimer's, can't say that word, or dementia. You're going to lower so many, any cognitive diseases. You're going to like heat therapy. I'm all about it. All about it. Brain health, baby. Yeah, take your lion's mane, get on your mushrooms, that lion's mane mushroom. Hey, Paul Stamets, look him up. Get into the mushroom health. It's great for the brain. The electrolytes in your water, minerals. Like, these are simple things that really help us feeling optimal, right? Because if we're not feeling clear, it's funny, I see a burp comes up because that's like energy clearing, right? So if we don't clear our energy and get grounded, then we can't show up in our light and our gifts, right? Like, we got to get grounded so that we can show up and be the lighthouse for others. Lead the way, right? We are leading the way. The way showers. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful again to just be sharing my truth with the world. And know you're not alone. And if I can do it, you can do it. We can all do it. We just got to have faith. We got to trust and stay in love. Stay in love. Remember, love and gratitude are the highest frequencies. Coming back to love and gratitude. I love you guys so much. And I'm wishing you the best year yet. May 2023 bring you blessings and miracles. And if you haven't felt this upheaval yet, may 2023 be your upheaval. May you shed sheaths of anything that is not your truth. May you shed and release anything that is not in your highest truth. May you move into alignment with your highest timelines. May your heart feel more love. May your soul discover its gifts, its mission, its purpose. You are here for a reason. You are listening to this for a reason. I love you so fucking much. Deep breaths. Hand on the heart. Come back inside, inward, for the truth. And remember, when we are seeking, we don't seek outside of us. We seek inside of us. The answers are inside. Everything outside of us are just tools, and they are lovely tools. Feel free to use all the tools you would like if you feel called to them, right? Honoring that truth. But just know, everything you already need is inside of you. I love you. If you enjoyed this episode today, please share it with someone that you love. Reach out, subscribe, leave a review. It really helps me out a lot. All donations are always welcomed. I'm so grateful for this community and for all of you listeners. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Celestial Goddess Podcast. You can also reach out to my personal Instagram, which is just Celestial_Goddess with 3 S's. I love you guys so much, and you know, I couldn't do it without you. So I'll see you next time.